Garden and Alabama Shakes Hang Loose from their sophomore set, Boys and Girls, on 90.3 KNBA. Some nice indie pop from Cayucas with High School Lover. Brand new Blue-Eyed Soul from the James Hunter 6 and I Got Eyes. James Hunter 6's latest album called Whatever It Takes. Super Saturated Sugar Strings back there, too, or as we like to just call them, SSSS. Humble Pie in the mix, and we start out with brand new music from the Wood Brothers, Happiness Jones, their upcoming album called One Drop of Truth. It is 8:27. Thanks so much for tuning into the Morning Line program. Hope you had a great weekend and a three-day weekend, probably. It's Tuesday now. It's Morning Line. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chiflick, and we love to share about different things happening in our community and different organizations. Well, it's called Our Community, and we've got this segment where we highlight such organizations. Got a couple of great guests in the studio today. It's Jared Anderson and Angela Jenkins from the Alaska Native Professionals Association. Welcome and good morning.
Hello. Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about yourselves. Like, what do you do and how does what does the Alaska Native Professionals Association do as well? I think it's kind of it's been around for a while, but maybe not everybody's heard of it yet.
Well, I was speaking with Jason Matrokin, and he said that AMPA was started in 1998, and it just started with a group of people who were hanging around a living room talking about, hey, how can we network, how can we actually, you know, take these discussions that we're doing and spread it out, make it a larger event. And so they created this association in 1998 to sort of create opportunities for marginalized people to get out and network and learn some professional development tools. And so it's been a really great trip, and we have a great board to support us.
Right on. So, and there's an event coming up today. Does that sound right?
That's right, today.
Right. So it's the 20th.
Yes, today from noon to 1 at Chalista. In the Chalista boardroom, we're having one of our monthly gatherings. We have two types of monthly events, mingles, where we network, and that's usually after work, and gatherings are more educational and more of the development side of AMPA. Our speakers today are Andrea Sanders from First Alaskans Institute and Mark John from the Chalista Culture and Education. So today they're going to speak about growing up in rural Alaska and the values that we carry every day and how that makes us well-rounded professionals. So I'm really excited for the event today.
That sounds like a really interesting topic because, you know, sometimes you know something but you don't really know that what you know is unique. Does that make sense? Anyway, it made sense to me. And so I feel like that's an interesting perspective to come away with.
Yeah. Well, I'm from Imangak, and that's on the lower Yukon. And I was taught things subconsciously and, like, very consciously, like, don't stand in the doorway and, you know, come with a firm handshake. And I thought that I was the only one, and I think when I became a member and a board member of the Alaska Native Professionals Association, I realized that it wasn't just me. This is something that we're all taught from a young age, and I think that that's what makes our association unique, is that we come from different backgrounds and different cultures, but we kind of all have the same set of values. And that's what our gathering is about today.
We really are fortunate to have some of the best speakers, people who are so giving with their time and their experience. And a lot of times, you know, there are times, you're right, where you don't know what you know that other people don't know. So it's just nice to get out there, share your perspective of it, and, you know, hopefully we can all get better and improve and develop together.
That sounds like a great mission. And so what are the nuts and bolts of joining? Like, how do you get on board?
On the board or on?
Well, just to join the organization or both.
we just completed our board recruitment effort. So we'll have the results from that soon. But in order to get on, we have a place on the website just to pay $100 for a year. You can show up to all of our events. There's free lunch and development, and so it's an amazing opportunity.
And so share with us the website on that so we can share that with our listeners on our...
Sure. The website is aknativepro.net, and it's probably easiest just to find us on Facebook, and you can click on our website from there.
So we've got a link from KNBA's Facebook to AMPA's Facebook, Alaska Native Professionals Association.
All right.
So we're all connected. That sounds like it's a... What it's all about, right? Networking and connecting and supporting one another. So I think that's this sounds like a lot of fun.
And we are always looking for new members, new speakers, sponsorship, even just a place to host our gatherings and mingle. So if you want to get involved, there's more than one way to get involved with AMPA. So check out our Facebook. Please.
No, that's great. And, you know, we're always looking for people with special talents. You know, if you're in a job or you work doing something, but you have a hobby at home that you would always like to do something with, to bring to the table, we welcome all sorts. So if you want to speak, if you want to learn, if you want to just be surrounded by like-minded people who are interested in improving on themselves. You know, it's not an easy thing to take a hard look at your critical look at yourself and say, you know, I can do better. And so, you know, being surrounded by people who have the same mindset it's an amazing atmosphere.
That sounds like you can't really beat that. I mean, you only get better at something by surrounding yourself by people that are already achieving something, right?
Right, absolutely. People who've been there, people who've gone before us and done the things that we want to do. It's why, you know, at AMPA we encourage mentor-protege relationships.
So, the event is today at noon at the Chilista Boardroom, February 20th, and more information on AMPA's Facebook page. Anything else you'd like to add today?
No, thanks for having us. It's a pleasure to serve the community. I think we have an awesome mission, and we're surrounded by amazing people who make it that much better. So thank you for having us and the opportunity.
Kuiana.
It is 8:34. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Angela. Thank you, Frank Chitluck. Still to come, Mike Doty, Brandy Carlisle, and more.
The average age of Native ranchers is going up, according to a USDA census. Some energized young people want to connect elders with the next generation to keep Native ranching methods going. We'll take a look at Native ranching through the generations. Join us for the next Native America Calling.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.